Hi, I'm Rachel, and you are listening to A Love Note. My favorite thing about this note is how clueless our main female character is and how cocky the male love interest is. In this story, a senior account manager at a PR firm finds out that the boss's son, who she constantly competes with at work, well, he has a crush on her. She has to decide if she wants to pursue a relationship with him or keep things strictly professional. If you like this story, then you will love the bonus content in the lovely newsletter. Just trust me. That link is in the show notes. Ladies and, well, mostly ladies, this is Misunderstanding. Janie pounded on the punching bag. Jab, jab, uppercut, right hook. Over and over, but it wasn't enough. She pictured Billy's head. Her next punch broke his nose. The one after split his upper lip. She stopped when she realized the blood on the punching bag was hers. She shouldn't let him get to her, but she couldn't help it. Billy Barron knew exactly how to get under her skin. One look from him was enough to ruin her entire day. Not to mention a bad word from him could ruin her career. So she smiled and laughed away his stupid jokes and bloodied her fist instead of his face. A knock came at the door as she was bandaging her knuckles. When she opened the door, Billy Barron smirked at her from the other side. He was dressed in an all-black $1,000 tuxedo. Janie. Billy? What are you doing here? His eyebrows rose and his smirk widened. What? You're not even going to offer me a nightcap? Seems kind of rude. Janie's fists clench, shooting twinges of pain up her arms. Her smile was tense as she stepped aside and let him in. Please, come in. Would you like a drink? Water's fine. He made himself comfortable on the couch. One foot rested on the coffee table as he reclined back. Janie carefully placed the glass of water by his foot instead of tossing it in his face, then stood by the couch with her arms crossed. What can I do for you? Did something happen at the gala? Billy took a sip of his water and looked around her living room. She had a bunch of knickknacks from her travels, photos with her parents and brothers on the walls. A portrait of her childhood dog, Humphrey, sat above the mantel. He nodded towards her. What happened to your hands? She glanced down at the bandages. What? This? It's nothing. Is that why you weren't at the benefit tonight? Because you're injured? Janie furrowed her brow. No, this just happened. She wasn't at the benefit because his greasy-ass cousin said she wasn't on the guest list. She'd made it all the way to the front door in a $300 La Femme dress before she was turned away. She wasn't invited to a party that she helped plan. Billy's demeanor shifted from smug rich asshole to seriously pissed rich asshole. He planted both feet on her Venetian rug, set down his drink, and leaned forward with his elbows on his knees. So why the hell weren't you there? I was looking for you all night. Janie blinked away her confusion and matched his glare. How dare he? Excuse me? Did you forget? Kyle said you didn't need me tonight. He turned me away at the door. Said I wasn't on the list. Billy's nostrils flared as he shot up from the couch. His chest grazed her crossed arms with every harsh inhale. His light brown eyes had gone black. Kyle said that? On your orders! Janie threw her hands up. She was fed up with this entitled asshole. Maybe it was time to look for a new job. Billy's eyes narrowed. Why didn't you call me? Why would that make a difference? You didn't just forget to put me on the list. Are you saying he lied? Yes, he lied. Your name was on the list next to mine as my plus one. You mean the company's plus one? No, mine. My plus one, my date. Billy's stare heated. His breath brushed her face. I wanted you there. She rolled her eyes. Billy used the opportunity to take a step forward. You don't even like me.
I never said that.
You undermine me any chance you get.
Not true. I play devil's advocate. I just want what's best for the company. If you haven't noticed, you win most of those arguments.
Yes, because I know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
His smirk was back.
Have dinner with me, Janie.
Janie sputtered. Is that what's best for the company? She had to tilt her head back all the way to stare at him properly.
Ugh, tall people. It's what's best for me,
he said, leaning in to kiss her. Janie pushed him away before his lips touched hers. Whoa! What do you think you're doing? You think you can just walk in here and say some nice things and just get the girl? It's that easy? She crossed her arms again. You're an asshole. Billy sighed and stepped away with his hands above his head.
You're right. Sorry. I crossed the line. We've had a few misunderstandings, but I think we would be great together.
His lips twitched.
I could help you get that stick out of your ass, and you could help me take things more seriously. What do you say? Will you give us a chance?
Janie glared. I'd rather give HR a chance to fire you for sexual harassment if I wasn't sure that Daddy would make the whole thing go away.
Billy grinned. Okay, yeah, that's fair. I can see you need a little more time to think about this. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your evening alone. We can revisit this on Monday.
Don't count on it, Janie sneered. He chuckled and walked himself to the door.
I'm not giving up on you, Janie Jeffers. We're gonna be an epic power couple, you and I.
Janie spent the rest of the weekend wondering how and when Billy Barron went from professional rival to potential suitor. On Monday, Janie found a single red rose on her desk with a note.
Just one chance. It'll be worth it.
She chucked the rose and the note in the trash just as Cindy, her assistant, popped her head into Janie's office.
Oh, I see someone has a secret admirer. Any idea who it is?
Janie chuckled. Yeah, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. Cindy stepped further into the office and leaned on Janie's desk. She wiggled her brows and said,
Try me.
Janie narrowed her eyes as Cindy's hand knocked her snow globe 2 inches to the left, then sighed.
Fine. If it'll get you off my desk, it's Billy.
Ah, Barron Jr. Not surprised, though it was bold of him to leave the rose. He must like you more than I thought. Cindy nodded absently, then made to leave the office.
Wait, what?
Janie sat up in her chair and blinked at Cindy. How could you possibly know he likes me? I just found out the other night. Cindy raised a brow. With a hand on her hip and a patronizing tone, she said, Janie, it's really obvious. You're literally the only woman in the office he talks to. Like, the rest of us might as well be chopped cucumber. I mean, he's the boss's son, so he can't be making eyes at anyone here without risking a lawsuit. Fine. But Vanessa was practically flashing her tits at him last week in that, like, low-cut red top, and he didn't even bat an eye. Not even a lash. His eyes are for you and you alone. She smirked.
Not that you make it easy for him. It's like as soon as he walks in the room, you want to scratch his eyes out. Is that your idea of foreplay? One, no. Two, never say tits in my presence ever again. And three, Janie paused. Had it really been that obvious to everyone but her? She'd seen Billy and Vanessa interact on that day. She thought that, as a rich playboy, Billy was used to seeing women's breasts. And he was being polite for once by not staring at a coworker's breast during office hours. What if she wore a low-cut top to work one day? Would he look? Not that she would ever do that. Just get out of my office. Janie shooed Cindy out so that she could get back to work. Okay, I'm going, but don't forget you have a meeting with Big Boss and Baby Baron in 10 minutes. Oh, shoot, the gala debrief. She almost forgot. Janie shuffled some papers around and made a quick note to her to-do list before dashing to the meeting room on the other side of the building. Billy and Mr. Baron were already seated and chatting about the successful event. We raised $60,000 for Doctors Without Borders, exceeded our goal by $10,000, and have a few potential clients. Warner Bros. Says they're looking for a new PR agency. I'd say it was a hit. Billy nodded to Janie as she took a seat across from him, directly to Mr. Baron's left. Couldn't have done it without Miss Jeffers. Mr. Baron smiled.
Yes, I'm very impressed with what you two came up with. I'm glad I trusted you both with the gala this year. Miss Jeffers, I missed you at the gala. I expected to see you on stage when Billy gave his speech. Where were you hiding?
Oh, I wasn't able to attend.
Why not? We needed you there to represent the company and handle any last-minute issues.
Janie glanced at Billy. He was glaring down at the table.
I'm sorry, sir. It's my fault.
Billy made eye contact with Mr. Baron.
I told her not to come. I figured I could handle any last-minute drama. Miss Jeffers has been working overtime on the Showtime account in order to get this event ready on time. I wanted to give her a break.
Mr. Baron squinted at his son's laid-back expression, then glanced at Janie's nervous smile. That was very considerate, Billy.
But next time, Miss Jeffers, I want you front and center. No need to let my son take all the credit.
They shared a laugh. Janie's was louder and more high-pitched than necessary.
Don't worry, Mr. Baron. I'll be there next time. Rain or shine, wild doves couldn't stop me. Oh, I mean wild horses. Wild doves. That'd be weird. Though I suppose... A sharp kick to the shin stopped her mid-rant.
Janie smiled at Mr. Baron while trying to kick Billy back under the table. Anyway, I'll be there.
Yes, very well. On to the next item on the agenda.
Mr. Baron cleared his throat and braced his hands on the table.
Magnus is retiring next month, which means we're looking for a new East Coast account director. Are either of you interested in the role? You both have the most experience with our enterprise accounts. We would be happy with either of you in the role.
Account director was a high-level executive position, right under VP. Directors got stock options, complete control over their schedule, and final say on all major decisions across all of their accounts. It was a dream job. There was no way she was getting it.
Janie saw this meeting for the formality that it was. If Billy wanted the position, his father would give it to him. It would be an easy sell to the board. Billy was qualified and not bad at his job, though she hated to admit it. That's why Janie did a double take when Billy opened his mouth and said, "I'll pass."
"What?
Really?" said Janie and Mr. Baron at the same time. "I like where I'm at. I like my team. I'm not interested in taking on more responsibility right now." Billy smirked at Janie, a twinkle in his eye. Besides, Miss Jeffers is perfect for the role. It's a no-brainer. That is, if she wants it.
Janie's brain short-circuited. She analyzed Billy's smug face for deception. He winked at her. Mr. Barron cleared his throat.
Well, that's surprising. Miss Jeffers?
Janie snapped to attention. Huh? Oh, yes, yes, I would like to be considered for the role. I don't mind taking on more responsibility.
Excellent. I'll discuss it with the board. We should have you shadowing Magnus by this time next week.
Mr. Barron dismissed the meeting and went off to play golf or bribe a politician or something. Janie and Billy lingered in the meeting room. Janie fiddled with her nails.
So, that was interesting, she said, peeking at Billy from the corner of her eye. He was relaxing back into his chair, staring steadily at her face.
That it was. Congratulations on your promotion.
Cut the crap. We both know that was your promotion. Why didn't you take it?
He shrugged. I'll have other chances.
His lips stretched into a lazy grin.
Besides, we both know you're better for the role. You're what's best for the company.
He leaned forward, bringing his face closer to hers.
By the way, have you given any thought to the conversation we had this weekend?
Her eyes narrowed. She glanced from his focused gaze to his still grinning lips, then back.
You must think you're real slick trying to buy me with that promotion.
His brow raised.
Buy you? No. No. The promotion is yours, whether you date me or not.
But I won't deny hoping it would buy me some goodwill.
Fine. One date. Janie held her finger to his face. But this doesn't mean we're having sex. I earned that promotion fair and square. His grin shifted to match his heated stare.
Yes. And I'm gonna earn you fair and square.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this love note. If you want more context on the world of these characters and how this story came about, or you want to know where the characters ended up, because let's be real, if you've ever read fanfiction, then you know there's always more story to tell, then subscribe to the lovely newsletter for exclusive behind-the-scenes content posted nowhere else on the internet about these characters and this story. The link to the newsletter is in the show notes, or you can find it on my website, rrondon.com. That's the letter R, another R, O-N-D-O-N.com. Ta-ta for now!